It was a pathetic show that Owen and I put forth yesterday.
That really hurt. Whenever Jamie's not here, I'm like, okay, you kind of got to have a good show here. There's just two guys.
You can't go baby monkey.
You were pathetic.
You can't go baby monkey on a two-man show.
No. You can't, and I tried not to, but apparently I was just awful.
I didn't think you mailed anything, and I thought we were okay. I thought we had some energy going, but apparently not.
On a two-man show, you can't really, unless you want to put yourself in a situation where you want your radio partner to go, like, hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Which you can kind of let it slip in a three-man show, which I take full advantage of at times.
Yeah.
But two men, you can't
But
do.
Hayes, I mean, you did how many years? 3 years of your own show?
Well, I did more than that. Yeah, a long time.
3 hours by yourself.
I used to do 4 hours on my own.
Yelling and screaming
Imagine
and barking.
Imagine doing 4 hours on your own when I was raw. Like, I was young. I was just getting into the business. I can't believe they allowed me to do that. Like, I still can't believe they employed me and allowed me to do it.
Hot take after a hot take.
Oh, man. I came in with pages of takes.
But you'd be yelling at yourself.
You know, the hardest part of doing that would have been the prep, no? And writing.
Yeah, I was prepping nonstop. Because if I ran out of steam on a topic, I'm like, all right, where am I going now? Tulowitzki's got bone spurs. Here's my take. All right, anyway, we got Luke Robitaille. We got a Hall of Famer on the line. Yeah. He's listening to me talk about when I used to waste people's time on
the
radio. I'm wasting his time. Here's the president of the LA Kings Hall of Famer, Luke Robitaille. Do you feel like we were just wasting your time, Luke?
I know. It was actually great entertainment.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Thank you. That's great. Coming from you, that's
great.
Your
wings must be through the roof.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Oh, yeah. It's usually, listeners really feel engaged when we ask guests if we're wasting their time. It's usually very good for the ratings. Anyway, you guys caused a big stir last night. You acquired Dion Phaneuf and Marion Gaborik, who was a part of the Cup run in 2014 and was a part of your team in the past few years. Take us through how this deal all went down. How long were you chasing a guy like Dion Phaneuf?
I think it's a deal Blakey's been talking with Pierre for a long time. You know, and it's something we always knew. We wanted to add a D to our lineup that had some experience. And this is something that they've been talking for a long time, and then it went quiet, and then it reopened and so forth. But it's been going for a while, and it was important to Blakey and us just to make sure that we could add one D with experience for us.
Luke, now with the landscape of the game, with the cap involved and this being a business decision, it's not just player for player. You have to take a look at contracts, and you have to take a look at a lot of different other factors when it comes to making a trade in today's world. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it definitely has a big play. We couldn't make it work unless Otto was willing to work with us, and they were. And so because of that, that's why it happened. And then, you know, it's the same thing for us. Acquiring Nate Thompson is it's going to be a great guy to play on our lineup. And but at the same time, you know, we had to give up a kid that's been really good with us, but you know, and Nick Shore. But definitely the business side of it, it makes it a lot more complicated, I'm sure, than when in the 90s and so forth when there was no cap.
With Luke Robitaille, president of the Kings, it's amazing to look at the standings day in, day out, and track who all of you guys are chasing in the Pacific. You're chasing an expansion team, the Vegas Golden Knights, who have been unbelievable all year. They're one of the best teams in the league. As a former player yourself, and now as a guy in management, does this fascinate you? Does it bother you? Does it agitate you? What's your reaction to the success of Vegas?
I know, you know, it's kind of funny. We stopped looking at them. it's like they win every game. So we're like, okay, we're not chasing them, that's for sure. But I'll tell you, when I watch the game, you got to give him credit. You got to give George a lot of credit for picking the right guys, and Gerard, the way he's coaching them. They seem to have a team that everybody is buying into the system. They play with a ton of speed. Their defense are involved on every attack. I mean, it's one of those teams that you never seem to see a hole. It seemed like every time there's a line out there, they look the same as the line before. And it's very rare that you have that for 82 games. And so far, I mean, I give them credit. They've had that for 55 games this year where every night it seems like they're going like full throttle. And it's a very special team to watch, actually.
With Lou Robitaille, president of the LA Kings, we're all big fans of Drew Doughty, the way he plays, the way he performs. But from a radio guy's perspective, also the way he talks, he is not shy. Drew will tell you what's on his mind. And we all know he's a free agent next summer, and he's been pretty open about free agency and what he's looking for. And he's always said, you know, he'd love to be a King, and he wants to be a King, and he loves being a King. But how do you feel about it as a front office type, a guy that I would presume would be involved in the negotiations, how open he's been about his pending free agency?
For us, you know, we love Drew's play. And we don't love his interview with you guys. No, we, you know, there's never even a question in our mind like Drew's going to be a King and he's going to be with us. I mean, he's a very special player. He plays with an extreme amount of passion. And he's one of those guys that, you know, he found a way that whether he gets a goal or not, he plays the game like so well at both ends. He's definitely, for us, the best defenseman in the league in his own end. And I'm not even talking about what he does, you know, offensively. And he's one of those very special player, and we wouldn't be where we're at today without him. And we know we can't have success without him. So in our mind, he's with us. He's going to stay with us.
And you guys have had
We'll figure out a way.
Okay. Yeah, that's not what I want to hear, but that's okay. I can understand why you would want to say it and why you would stand by it. You've had a lot of success with him. I mean, you guys have been one of the best teams in the league for the past 7 or 8 years. Yet, you know, last year you took a bit of a step back and you made a coaching change, but it didn't seem like you overreacted when it came to decisions with player personnel. And every year there's a team that expects to do great or has had past success. Chicago's going through it right now. And then people yell and scream about how they got to trade this player, fire this guy, fire that guy. How difficult was it, or was it difficult at all, for you guys to take a step back and realize you still had a good team and you just had to take another kick at the can this year?
Yeah, we like our core, you know, and that obviously it involves Jonathan Quick, you know, Anze Kopitar and Drew. And I give a lot of credit to Anze Kopitar. He had a really good summer. He got ready for this year, and he's showing it. And Drew's always ready. And Jeff Carter, unfortunately for him, he got hurt. But, you know, we like our core. Like Alec Martinez, Jake Muzzin, these guys had great summers, and it's showing this year. And Tyler Toffoli had a good summer, too. So that's why I think there was no panic. It was more very important for us to talk to them and to make sure they were doing all the right thing. I mean, let's face it, players today, great players today, they don't train to get in shape in the summer. They train to get better. And I'm talking about like the Sidney Crosbys and the Jonathan Tays of the world. They try to do things that makes them better for the next year. And that's why they seem to get better every year. And, you know, we saw we hear about Alex Ovechkin, how he had a great summer. He changed things, and look at the year he's having. So, you know, that's what we talked about with our core guys, about what they needed to do to just make sure that they get better with the talent they already have.
Luke, do you have any update on Jeff Carter? I know he's such a big part of the team, and he adds that balance and depth up front and that scoring touch. He's got to be close, or what's the update on him?
Well, he's skating. I saw him. He was skating today. He felt really good yesterday. I think he felt really good today. We're hoping that he can start skating with the team next week. And then after that, I think it's just when he's able to get some contact, you know, and more stop and goes. Because, you know, as you know, it's never the same when you're skating alone or a couple guys on the ice as of really going with the team. So we don't really have a date. We always thought it would be around the trade deadline, you know, maybe the first week of March, but we're not really sure. We don't have like a hard date yet.
Well, best of luck down the stretch. The trade deadline, less than 2 weeks away. You made a big deal last night. Are you guys expecting more activity? Are you hoping to be more active, or kind of comfortable with what you have now?
I think Blakey's gonna he's listening, but you know, I think we're comfortable with what we have now. But you know, it's just like every other GM. Like, you know, you're always listening and talking to people. But right now, we're really comfortable with the guys we have.
Well, best of luck with that and the stretch run. We always appreciate you taking time for us, and say hi to Drew Doughty for us. I'm sure we'll catch up with him down the road.
I will, guys. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
There's a Hall of Famer and president of the Kings, Luke Robitaille. I like that. Love Drew Doughty. Not a fan of the interviews. Because he causes a stir. Like, you know, anytime a guy of that prominence is going to talk about potentially being a free agent and getting paid and what it would be like to play in Toronto.
Well, if you were the president of a team and your guy came out and said that, what would your words of wisdom be?
Yeah, that's...
I wouldn't be happy, but I'd also understand that there's nothing I can do. Doughty holds all the cards. He's Drew Doughty. He's one of the best players, maybe the best player in franchise history outside of 99, I guess. But is Doughty the best king of all time? Even with Gretzky. Like, Gretzky... Was Gretzky...
He just can't...
It's Gretzky.
It's Gretzky,
but you know what I mean? Like, he was, when he was with the Oilers, he didn't win a cup with the Kings.
Well, there's Rob Blake. He's a Hall of Famer.
Drew Doughty's going in the Hall of Fame.